Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We continue our coverage of today's indictment of former President Trump with KCBS insider Phil Mateer, who joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. So, Phil, you know, you're a man who rubs elbows with a lot of politicians. Some of those politicians have had some pretty big scandals. Oh, Willie Brown comes to mind. How do they survive these things? How would a politician turn his legal woes, like what Donald Trump is facing, into electoral advantage?
Well, it depends on the politician and the situation. You're right. Willie Brown has had his share of controversies. And usually what he's done is kind of what Donald Trump does. That's tough it out. Says, you know, that this isn't real, or, you know, this isn't right. I remember when his entire police command staff was indicted for Fajita Gate, for supposedly obstructing justice when one of the assistant chief's sons got into a fight on Union Street. Now, that indictment was brought forth by a politically ambitious district attorney in San Francisco, and that might sound a little familiar in the Trump situation as well, because we have an ambitious attorney in New York. But those indictments were thrown out by a judge saying that there's just not a there. And that's one of the things Trump is already saying. We're seeing that card played. Another scandal that I remember closely was Gavin Newsom, when he was confessed to having an affair with one of his staffers, and who was the wife of one of his campaign managers. What he did out there was just come clean, first to me and then to the public, and said, yes, everything you've heard is true, and then just sort of shut up and went into rehab. I don't think that's an option for Donald Trump, because for the last time I checked, the egomania and megalomania, they don't have a 12-step program for it.
Trump was predicting demonstrations, and even as late as his appearance in Waco, Texas, telling his supporters to take to the streets. Are you expecting any here in the Bay Area?
I've been calling around, and nobody's really bracing for a Trump protest here in the Bay Area. It would probably be the last place you would see it. You might see a conga line go down Market Street in celebration, but that's also sort of been restrained as well. He has the knack, and what he's doing is it's the theatric. You know, there's something about celebrity. I'll tell you one of the rules about celebrity that was explained to me years ago. It says in order to be a celebrity, you have to have an inhuman ability to take embarrassment, because that's what comes with celebrity, too. And Donald Trump has had years of experience on that. So he's not afraid at all to say, not only he doesn't say in fear that an indictment's coming, he's almost bragging about it to his supporters, saying it's coming and it's over this. Now, he has something to his advantage, and that's that everybody already knows the Stormy Daniels story. So it's not like he's being indicted for something that people don't already know about or have made up their minds about. There's not a new revelation necessarily here that's going to undo him with his supporters. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts putting T-shirts out in campaigns saying, you know, I'm the target once the mugshot gets out. Because if anybody could turn a mugshot into a marketing, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's already made millions of dollars since the first word came out when he said he was going to be arrested on that Tuesday, and then that never came to fruition. KCBS insider Phil Mateer, great to talk with you, Phil.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.